This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. Now, Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen, two guys that invite you to rub their bellies. Yeah, go ahead, rub it.
Yeah, this is a story of things done.
It's 11:35, and we're back here at the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a returning guest in the studio, Dr. Mark Williamson, who happens to be the owner of the 24-hour veterinary center, the Lansing Veterinary Medical Center, over on Jolly Road near Dunkel. Welcome back to the studio, Dr. Williamson.
Thank you very much. How you doing, Lee?
Oh, I'm doing great.
How you doing, Rick?
Good.
Appreciate you coming back in. Dr. Williamson, the reason we wanted to talk with you is because as a 24-hour center, you are the one who typically gets to deal with a lot of the problems that occur, no matter when they occur, which is usually when, unfortunately, nobody else is thinking about it. It's on the weekends, and it's in the middle of the night. You're the guy who deals with the emergencies. What are the preventable problems that if people just understood this time of year, they could actually keep from happening?
Well, I think there's a few things right off the bat. As the weather gets warmer, we want to be more active outdoors, and so do our pets. And just be more conscious of keeping them under control. Don't let your dog off leash. If you're going to the dog park, be conscious. There may be new dogs there that they've never seen before, because we'll run into an awful lot of injuries, that are dog-to-dog interactions this time of the year.
Jared, I'm out walking my dogs. I noticed this morning when I walked outside, normally I almost never see any other dogs on the street. Today, there were three different dogs walking down the street, and it's the same idea, I would imagine. That's that intensity of traffic. It's a change. It's the, all the crocuses are up, but also all the dogs are moving around and everything's happening.
Absolutely, Rick. And we want to make certain that people are understanding that. We want you to be active with your pet, but, be a little bit, concerned about, with their outside. Is another dog loose or not? Is your dog off leash? One thing we can prevent is when those dogs get together and it's a little bit warmer weather, they want to rustle around. Well, sometimes that leads to some, problems, and we deal with a lot of injuries because of that.
And I would think that probably during the winter, when there's no other dogs down the street, having them off leash didn't get you into trouble. But now all of a sudden, the same kind of procedure that that dog went through down the street and around the corner, all of a sudden he's turning a corner and there's trouble.
Yep, a lot more activity. During the wintertime, your dog wants to go outside, do his business, come right back on in. You get this warm weather coming on up and they may just take off. And there could be another dog there. There could be, another animal that catches their attention. And the other area that's very preventable is if your dog is off leash and it takes off. Those roads are a little busier this time of the year, and sometimes we end up seeing a lot of trauma, a lot of hit by cars because of that.
Well, now this time of year, we've got the retreat of the snow, and as that retreats, all things kind of start showing up, including puddles. The other day, I found a cell phone sitting in a snowbank. but I'm just curious, what concerns are there now that you've kind of got this receding of all this moisture and the snow and the mounds and stuff? Are there problems and issues associated with that?
Well, and there are. And some of these issues are, I think, problems that, pet owners don't think about the most. But that standing water, is there when the ice is thawing, has a lot of bacteria, a lot of different things in there that our pets are going to get exposed to. And how many of us walk our dog and, let them kind of sniff, everything that's out there, drink out of the puddles, eat the snow? Well, we end up seeing that as that snow thaws and there's a lot more bacteria and things that are in that standing water, the dogs can't tolerate that. And so we end up having to, deal with a little bit more GI upsets that are coming on in. They're not able to eat, they're not holding anything down. We may not find why that's happening, but we do have to treat it, sympathetic.
You mean as to what caused that,
exactly right.
To do that. What is usually... What do they get when that happens? Is there a particular type of bacteria, or are there particular strains of bacteria? And is it reason why, that the wildlife, are they getting the same kind of problems when they're out, drinking out of this stuff?
I think that's a good question. There's a few things that we may not know exactly what that bacteria is, because most times we're not culturing it. We just kind of treat it, with what we see, and, the therapy works. But there's a few dangerous types of bacteria out there that this time of year brings about. The wildlife, carry these types of problems, but they're not showing symptoms and illnesses. And one dangerous one, and although we do vaccinate our pets for that, is leptospirosis.
Okay.
And that's a bacteria that's, you know, if it's in the standing water, when the weather's warmer and the water's warm, our pets are going to drink that on up, and they can get exposed to that. Mm-hmm. And it's up to, that dog of whether or not it's going to show signs. You know, have we vaccinated it? Is it a strain out there that we don't have a vaccine for?
Right.
And some of those dogs, unfortunately, can get deathly ill. So that's a very important thing. And that's why I would, encourage the viewers and listeners to, keep your dogs out of those, puddles.
Okay. So what about, either whether it was off the leash or you're not paying attention because, traffic's going by and your dog all of a sudden is licking. And then a few days later, what are the symptoms? Like if I'm just a dog owner and I've got my dog, what do I work on, what do I see as a concern and what do I say as, he'll get over this?
And that is a very good question. We don't have always the perfect answer. I think that the first sign you're going to see is really an appetence, maybe some vomiting, some diarrhea. If those signs are showing up, it is much better to have your dog seen by the veterinarian sooner than later, instead of thinking, okay, he's a dog, he's been through this before, let's give it a day or two.
Uh-huh.
Some dogs, it's a GI upset, they're going to correct it with a little bit of bland diet. But mm-hmm. if it's something more serious than that, they can get dehydrated. Okay, if they have gotten something, picked up a bacteria like leptospirosis or mm-hmm. Giardia, they're not going to get better unless we medicate that. And so I would say as a pet owner, if your dog starts acting, just out of the ordinary, decreased appetite, maybe not holding food down, maybe having some loose stool or some diarrhea, get them in right away.
Okay. That's very good to know, especially this time of year. If it's in the middle of the winter, that's one thing. But now that things are thawing out and you got everything exposed, mm-hmm. more reason to suspect more serious issues.
Yeah, a lot more bacteria floating around, a lot of different things that, the plant life are starting to, kind of bloom on up. You got all these different wildlife animals out there just, out and about doing things, and that standing water has a lot more bacteria and, organisms in there we need to be worried about.
Well, and that's where I was going to go and ask that question, because I remember a couple of years ago that for dogs that like to go swimming in lakes, that there was an issue with the algae and where the dogs were dying as a result of drinking lake water.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my concerns that I just have is my dog loves cold water, and I've noticed that no matter how much I try and keep his water cold in the house, he likes to go outside and drink out of the bird bath mm-hmm. because the water outdoors is always colder than the water indoors. What kind of issues am I looking at there?
I think it's very similar. Bird baths or anything that's standing water that gets a little bit colder, our dogs are kind of drinking, contaminated water. And so, if we can keep fresh water for them, that's fine. Probably GI upset's the biggest thing you're going to see with that. They're going to probably have some problems of, again, not wanting to eat well, probably have some vomiting and diarrhea. And so if you can avoid areas like that, that's a controllable area, keeping them away from that bird bath, knowing that there could be some problems there.
And what kind of problems do feral animals cause? Because I would imagine that a lot of them may have been hibernating to a degree, and now I've got to imagine that they're roaming quite a bit.
Yeah, they are. And as the spring comes about, probably the biggest concern with feral animals is our cat population. They're becoming much more active, like you say. It's also the mating season as it kind of gets up in bloom for them as the daylight gets longer. And so what we'll find with our cats is pet owners are finding that their cats are getting in altercations a lot more. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot more cat fights out there, and that leads to a lot of problems. And, we treat a lot more abscesses, beginning springtime throughout the whole year. And those are things to be worried about. The other thing the feral population of cats have is a higher incidence of feline leukemia or FIV, and those are pretty deadly viruses for our cats. And so you need to be aware of that. It's ideally best to keep our cats indoors.
And also skunks tend to be a problem out there now that they're moving around?
That's a good question about that, yeah. The skunks are getting more active, and, although, we do push very hard to get our pets, vaccinated against rabies, there is some exposure out there. So skunks are probably the highest sure. carrier of rabies in the state, bats being second and then raccoons being third.
And one thing I guess I underhear is get your pet vaccinated if it's not. Cause
absolutely. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Make that appointment as soon as you can.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And also we haven't even gotten into fleas and ticks, but Dr. Williamson, we've run into our usual problem. We've run out of time. But hopefully if people have questions, best thing they can do is either come see you or call you over at the Lansing Veterinary Medical Center. We've been talking this morning with Dr. Mark Williamson from Lansing Veterinary Medical Center. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks
really
for letting me come back.
It. Oh, it's our pleasure. And Rick, after the break, we're going to continue the conversation with one of your employees, your buyer, to talk about interactive dog toys that really can keep their minds and bodies active, which is a good thing to do after they've been cooped up in the winter, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
Be sure to listen to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show every Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon on 1320 a.m. WILS. If you're out of the listening area, you can hear our show live online. Go to 1320WILS.com and click on the Listen Live link. Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320WILS.com. Be sure to include a picture of your pet or any animal pictures, and we'll upload them onto our Facebook pages. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, or friend us on Facebook at Mid-Michigan Pets. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts.